TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, back to excuse or reality.
I love this game.
Can we do Kuminga?
Why not?
All right, all roads. Here's Jonathan's, and I just lay this out. I lay out the question. Y'all tell me in 888-957-9570 where you want to go with this. I guess we could say that so far this year, like let's go back to before the injury, Jonathan Kuminga this year has been inconsistent with his play. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Jonathan Kuminga has been inconsistent with his play, but that's because the team keeps jerking him around. Excuse or reality?
I would put that as the reality. And it's not so much that he hasn't been allowed to start, but the minutes, as he started to struggle, the minutes quickly went from 35 minutes, and I'm looking at the game against Sac, where he had 24 points in a loss. He was 8 of 19. He was mostly good and didn't have a lot of help around him. Shout out Will Richard, who had 30 in a loss. Then you take on Denver, wasn't great. Minutes go down. Then you take on Indiana, and he played 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. He started, and he was 1 for 9 from the floor. He had 8 rebounds, which is what everyone wants him to do. So at least he was doing that. But his minutes went from 36 to 27 to 20 and down to 23. Now you're coming off the bench.
Yep.
And he got hurt. So I do think that it was more than just the last game, 12 minutes, no points, 2 bad knees. I think before that it started where they were starting to pull back on the Jonathan Kuminga minutes, which is why I say it's a reason, not an excuse.
You say reality. Okay, before I give you my answer, can I devil's advocate for a second?
Sure.
All right. Isn't that the reality for all NBA players? That if you start producing less and you start sort of making more mistakes, you get pulled more. Your minutes go down. Like Buddy Hield has had games this year where he had 10 minutes.
I'm going to look at that.
Because he's playing horribly. So his minutes have gone down.
When you get to a certain point and you've got the gravitas of being, for example, Steph Curry, he's never going to suffer that. They're never going to just play him 25 minutes because he misses his first 11 shots.
So maybe I shouldn't have said all NBA players, but can we not? We're not comparing Jonathan Kuminga to Steph Curry, are
we?
We're
not, no.
Okay.
And Buddy's minutes have mostly been the same for the majority of the year.
I don't think versus last year. It very much feels to me. What are his minute averages last year versus this year?
Let me look at that because
I feel like he is playing less this year than he did last year.
This year he's playing,
and I'm just doing that by feel.
Yeah, 17 and a half minutes. Last year was 23.
Okay. And that's because he's playing worse, I think.
Perhaps, yeah.
And they're deeper.
Yep.
They're also deeper. I'll give you that.
His 3-point percentage went from 37 last year to 31 this year.
Right, but remember that 37 last year was largely built on a great start.
Yep.
And then he went through in a prolonged period where he was shooting exactly like this. But he was more consistent in the minutes this year. It's not just three-point percentage. He's been captain sloppy. He's been so sloppy with the ball.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's the captain, though, of the slop. He might be Sergeant Sloppy.
Well,
They're sloppier.
Are there? I think per minute, I wonder. How is there? Can you look up a turnover per minute?
Per 36, absolutely.
Who's the leader?
Per 36 minutes, it is Draymond Green.
Draymond, sure.
Followed by Kuminga, then Curry, then Gee, then Buddy.
Gee? Ouch. That's not good.
Hi, this is Gee Santos.
And then, by
the way, ball handling stinks.
And you've seen Gee Santos's minutes go down. He doesn't even. Dude, he got pulled out of the Baby Warrior game.
He's played 95 minutes all year.
He started the game in Miami and did not start the second half. They yanked him. He has really been, he's not been productive. So anyway.
Pods, by the way, second to last in turnovers per 36.
Interesting.
For you Pods haters.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to him.
So I think it's a reality.
Okay.
The Jimmy Jack of JK has caused him to struggle.
I guess I will buy that it's reality, except for I do have a caveat.
Last time it was a wrinkle.
Yeah, this time it's caveat.
Thought we weren't doing caveats.
Well, we're not doing the split the baby, but I
see it both ways.
Well, I don't see it both ways, but I want to introduce a caveat into this conversation.
All right.
This is chicken or the egg. Jonathan's getting, see, look at the way you look at it. Jonathan's getting jerked around by the team. Okay. Is Jonathan, if the minutes go down, is it because the team is jerking Jonathan around? Or is it because Jonathan's playing worse, therefore minutes go down? I saw a Golden State Warrior basketball team that tried like hell to back him and confirm him as a starter and make him a big deal. Now, you could argue that doing that for five games is not enough. I get that. I'm not dismissing the idea of the Warriors have jerked Jonathan around. But I do see this as chicken or the egg. What leads to fewer minutes? And that's why I hesitate on the phraseology of this. The team's not out to get him. Jimmy Butler kept saying that in that article. Like, you got to trust nobody's out to get you.
I don't think they're out to get him.
He goes, the fans and the media might be, but nobody here in this building is out to get you. Nobody's jerking you around. But he has also been jerked around. I guess my point is that on Steve Kerr for pulling the ripcord too quick, or is it on Jonathan because his production did dip? And people will go, well, dip because he doesn't know what to do. Or, well, what's Steve supposed to do? Stick with him when it dips? I don't know which comes first. That's all.
Yeah, and I look at a game like Indiana where you win by 31, and a lot of that came in a late flurry, but Kuminga was 1-for-9 in the ballgame. He was not good in the first half, and then that was about it. He played 4 or 5 more minutes, and then he got pulled. And so that to me feels like a Jimmy Jack.
Okay. Warriors and Blazers, NBA Cup tonight at 7. Warriors Live, Evan Giddings, 6 o'clock, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. A little theme that we're playing with today, excuse or reality. And we're putting out statements such as the Warriors' 9-8 record is largely because of the schedule. Brock Purdy didn't play well against Jacksonville, but that's because he was hurt. Jonathan Kuminga's been inconsistent, but that's because he's getting jerked around.
I'm slightly heavy set because my parents were both fat.
There you go. Excuse or reality? And we'll take your calls on what we've been talking about coming up next. We also have two more to introduce. Brandon Pajemski and Rafi Devers will be center stage.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.